First one is Resolution 2017-64, a resolution of the Unalaska City Council authorizing expenditure in the amount of blank from council contingency to sponsor the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation annual Alaska Symphony of Seafood contest.
Move to adopt Resolution 2017-64.
Second.
Then move to second. Roger?
Should I ask this sooner? Do we know how much is in our contingency fund?
Approximately 14,000.
Any other comments?
Yeah, Brent.
Oh, Roger, you got a follow-up?
I think I might have been prepared with an amendment, but I'd love to hear other comments first before I jump the gun.
Bob?
How much did we do last year on this?
$1,000.
Yes, last year you did $1,000. I showed you what the last 5 years have been. You've kind of been decreasing it.
So. Roger?
Well, as a fisherman and supporting fisheries, I was going to offer the amendment to insert $5,000 in that line.
Is that your amendment? So you're looking for a second?
I think it's already died for lack of a second.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't mean to put words in your mouth. I apologize.
No. Mr. Robinson.
As the maker of the motion, I do support this, and I think that we should be able to give the same amount as last year.
So if there's a second, Mr. Robinson.
I'll second that.
$1,000. Okay, we have a second. Dennis, further discussion on the $1,000 amendment to this resolution? Hearing no, yes, Roger.
Well, I would like to see the number a little higher. You know, we go to a lot of fisheries policy meetings and expect to be heard, and all of industry is there, and this is a way to support industry, and if we're not supporting them very heavy, they may not want to listen to us very heavy. I just see soft benefits for so I'll try again. I'll offer a friendly amendment to change the amount to 2,500 and see if that one can get a second.
I'll second that.
Oh, we have a second, and the amendment is 2,500. So, but we already have another motion with a second on the floor. So, I think we better take action on the first proposed amendment. And if that fails, we have to have four votes. If it fails, then we'll.
I understand, but a point of order, just because I don't have my Roberts rules in front of me. So, is it?
Unless you're calling this a substitute motion.
Well, I'm wondering, I was intending to amend the amendment, but I don't know if that's even how it's done.
You could amend. We haven't passed the amendment yet.
Understood.
Yeah. So,
I think.
So we can. We have vote on this amendment with inserting $1,000, and then we could, after we have that inserted in there, you can amend it because we haven't taken final action yet.
Thank you.
Okay. Dennis.
Okay. Speaking on the amendment, I would tend to agree with a higher figure, but we haven't seen, the council hasn't seen the direct benefits of donating for this. If we could get that, you know, and see the direct benefits of the $1,000 that we spend this year, I would consider going higher next year.
And I can speak because last year I've attended one of their soirees once in Seattle, and then last year in Juneau when we were down for the school board. And they have a bunch of banners and flyers with our logo on it, and then kind of smaller since we're not in the $10,000 category. But our name is recognized. We're on all the promotional materials. Matter of fact, they went ahead and did it already because I said, I think the council will support this since we're past the deadline. They've already had one event already. And So there's two more events. There's one in Juneau and one more in Anchorage. So anyway, we're we still have the one amendment on the table for $1,000. So let's see where this amendment goes if it has four votes.
Fitch?
Well, can I ask a question first?
Sure.
Well, if I say yes, then can we still up it?
We can try. We get
okay,
this,
then
this
I'll
amendment,
vote yes.
And then we can, we haven't, like I said, we haven't taken final action. This is to get a number in the slot, and then we can consider another amendment after that.
Okay, Fitch?
Then I'll vote yes.
Roland?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Okay,
motion
the amendment
passes
5-0 for $1,000.
Yeah,
this was on the $1,000 amendment. Roger.
Now I would like, okay, I'm sorry, maybe a point of order then. Is my amendment still on the floor, or do I have to try to amend this amendment since my amendment was out of order?
Yeah, no, you have to make a new amendment.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right.
I'm looking at not the Sergeant of Arms, the Roberts Rules Maestro over there.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to amend the $1,000 to $2,500, and if I get a second, I will speak to it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Jim, you're late. Bond got it. Okay, we have a proposed amendment to change the $1,000 to $2,500. Discussion?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Again, to reiterate some of what I already said, I'm not sure we can quantify a hard benefit of like we're going to get $2,500 extra taxes back. This is the soft. This is the we support the seafood industry. And so maybe we're listened to a little more at the industry meetings. I don't know a better way to say it. So that would be my reasoning for a little higher number. Just support the industry that supports us so well. Thank you.
Okay, and you know, I tried to get a job as their executive director 20-something years ago. But, you know, they do have other benefits. They've been involved with product development, things like that through the foundation and their facility in Kodiak. But this Symphony of Seafood is something that they go almost national with, and product, it showcases product development, different products that are put out. You know, even one year, dog salmon dog bites were on the menu. So, you know, I think there's some benefits. And we also, you get six compliments. What did we get? We have two tickets to an event in Seattle and Juneau, and I used one of them last year at the Juneau event. That's all I have to say about it. There's benefits. I think they'd be very pleased if it was $2,500. Right, Bond?
I agree. I think showing a little appreciation would bring a lot of. They're our bread and butter for long years in this community. So I think a little appreciation with them, with this money, I think it's well worth it.
Other comments? Okay, so we have a roll call on amending the amendment to $2,500.
Gregory?
Aye.
Fitch?
Yes.
Roland?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
And Tungle?
Yes.
Okay, the amendment to the amendment is passed 5-0. We have the motion or the resolution back before us as amended. Further discussion. Okay, can we have a roll call on? I lost my resolution number here. 2017-64. Yes.
Sorry, I think kind of slow, so I think you'd already said we're going to have the roll call, but I do have a comment to speak to the main motion. Okay. I know you said that you were pretty sure we would support this, I assume, at the lower level, so we got some of the lower level benefits. You might make sure they know that we supported a little higher, even though we knew we wouldn't be getting maybe those extra benefits because we're past the deadline, but that we appreciate the industry. I appreciate you passing that on.
The reason I talked to the guy was, is so when they did their printing, so at least we were on there. So otherwise, we wouldn't have been, it'd been too late. So, you know, we've been sponsoring them for years, so I felt pretty comfortable. Okay, further discussion before we ask for a roll call on resolution 2017-64.
Roland?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungel?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
And Fitch?
Yes.
Okay. That brings us, that passes 5-0, or 2,500. I will call them tomorrow and let them know that a check will be in the mail in a couple of weeks. We're moving on to resolution 2017-65, a resolution of the Unalaska City Council confirming the mayor's appointment of Harriet Barakoff and William Honka as the city representatives on the Illyok Family Health and Services Board. And both of these seats are city seats. But for the public's interest, you don't have to be a city employee, and Harriet naturally isn't, but anybody can be on the city's seat on the clinic board. Doesn't mean you have to be a city employee or anything like that. So can I get a motion, please?
Make a motion to adopt resolution 2017-65.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Nancy, any comment? I know both of these people. Bill is here in the room if you have any questions for him. Harriet's been in the community over 40 years, served on numerous boards. She was formerly on the clinic board about 5 or 6 years ago. So she has experience, and Bill has numerous boards and commissions that he's worked with by looking at his resume. So I think we have two good candidates. Discussion? Hearing no discussion, and no one from the public signed up, correct? Okay, we have a roll call on passing resolution 2017-65.
Roland?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungel?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
And Fitch?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 2017-65 passes 5-0. Moving on to ordinance 2017-11, first reading, an ordinance of the Unalaska City Council amending the Unalaska Municipal Code, Chapter 2.08, to create the Office of Vice Mayor, Chapter 2.2, to add compensation for council members for work sessions and clarify vacancy conditions, Chapter 2.20, to prohibit telephonic participation in executive session, define sergeant of arms and clarify council directives, Chapter 2.44, update fire chief, deputy fire chief positions, Chapter 2.64, pay for the Planning Commission, Chapter 2.84, to clarify bonding requirements, Chapter 2.88, to clarify definition of substantial financial interest, Chapter 2.92, to update definition document, and Chapter 2.96, to define orders of interim succession for emergency preparedness purposes. Can we get a motion, please?
I'd move to adopt ordinance 2017-11 and move to second reading on December 12th, I believe.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Here's a couple of cheat sheets. Take turns making proposed amendments that we've looked at. Okay, we have the ordinance up for first reading on the floor. Do we have an amendment, the First Amendment, to...
I'll make a motion to amend, or make a motion to amend the 2017-11 to remove the Section 2 of the Vice Mayor.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Jim, do you have any comment?
No, I've already said what I thought.
Okay. Dave?
Yes, you know, after hearing Jim's comments, I'm more prone to agree with him, but I'm wondering, yeah, I guess that means that it won't go forward. But.
Further comments on this one? It's always fun when you only have five. Okay, could we have a roll call on the proposed amendment doing away with Section 2?
Tungle?
Yes.
Gregory?
No.
Fitch?
No.
Roland?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Okay, the motion to the amendment fails, 3-2. Our next one.
Make a motion to amend 2011 or the 2017-11 by deleting section
3.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Hearing no discussion, can we have a roll call on the amendment to section 3?
Gregory?
Yes.
Fitch?
Yes.
Roland?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
The amendment is adopted 5-0. Okay,
I move to amend ordinance number 2017-11 by deleting sections 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Second.
Okay, yeah. We have been moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing notice. Dennis?
Just thanks, Nancy, for that presentation. It made a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Further discussion? Let's have a roll call then on deleting sections 9, 10, 11, and 12 from the Department of Public Safety organizational.
Fitch?
Yes.
Roland?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Okay, that one passes 5-0, so we have amendment. I want to, Aaron or Nancy, we still have some that weren't on the cheat sheet, right? That you need us to delete, or is this it? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, we have ordinance 2017-11 back before us as amended. And this is just first reading. Any further discussion or comments? We have no one from the public signed up. Okay. No, hearing no discussion, can we have a roll call, please, on ordinance 2017-11, setting it for second reading, December 12th, in public hearing.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Fitch?
Yes.
And Roland?
Yes.
Okay, that takes us down to Mayor and Council travel to the North Pacific Management Council meeting, December 4th through the 11th in Anchorage. I would like to attend. I gave you a memo on the reasons I'd like to attend. I usually attended these December meetings all the time. We don't have a resolution on this. It's just a simple motion to see if travel is approved.
Do you want a roll call?
I would move, since I didn't hear anybody else express interest, I would move that, Mr. Mayor, you attend this meeting.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Discussion?
Yeah. If any other council want to go, is it, or just the mayor?
No, it's just mayor and council. In the past, Rogers attended. I think we've had other council members in the past attend. The December meeting is where they set the allocations for the 2018 fishing year, so it is a pretty important meeting to attend, and you know, it's industry has their back and forth on what they're supporting and that could impact the community. So, further discussion? Hearing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Roland?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Fitch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We deleted item 5, so we're going to move to get a motion to go into executive session.
I move that we move to executive session at 9:17.
And it's for legal advice regarding hiring of an outside investigator.
For legal advice regarding hiring an outside investigator. Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Been moved to seconded. Okay, give us a few minutes. You drank the whole pitcher? You want mine? I didn't drink
Mr. any. Fitch, if you'd like to hang up now,
yes.
And then you can dial in on that other number.
I will do that. I'll do that right now.
I'll do okay. The same.
No, we're going to come back out of the executive session. We have a proposed resolution. KUCB, are you off the line? Oh, that's right. You're going to use that cell phone or a different number.
Welcome to AT&T's teleconference service. Please enter your access code, followed by the pound sign.
Boy, this has been a long one.
To join the conference as the host, press star. Otherwise, press pound. Please enter your host password, followed by the pound sign. There are 2 participants on the call, including you. You are joining your conference as the host. For a menu of available commands, press star pound.
Hello, it's Jim.
Hi, Jim. Who else is on the line?
We're the second caller.
I don't know. It said there was 2 other people on.
Yeah, that's...
My dialing in is 1 participant, okay. And Mr. Fitch is the second.
Sounds good. I'm glad we got rid of this executive session.
I thought it said there was 2 others.
No, when it says there's 2 callers, that means I'm 1 and you're 2.
Okay.
I'm going to turn off the recording now.
I take pills that make